We have the pleasure of having in our studios here at WKZO tonight the winning candidates in today's city election in the city of Kalamazoo. As you know by this time, if you've been following the election returns over WKZO, Mayor Henry Ford Jr. was reelected mayor of the city with a total vote of 6,327. Mayor Ford, we're very glad to have you with us this evening, and I think it would be very appropriate if you would say a word to the citizens of Kalamazoo on the occasion of your reelection as mayor. Mayor Ford.
Well, thank you, Dr. Dunbar. First of all, I'd like to express my appreciation for this vote of confidence which you've given me today. And I'd like to also speak, if I may, for two of our commissioners who have found it impossible to be here this evening. They are Commissioner Sam Schaefer and Commissioner Paul Todd. Commissioner Schaefer is just recuperating from an operation he had recently, so of course he couldn't come to the studio tonight. And Paul Todd is out of the city. I know that they'd like to have me say for them that they also appreciate the opportunity to serve the citizens of Kalamazoo during the next 2 years.
Well, we're very sorry that Mr. Schaefer and Mr. Todd can't be with us tonight, and we're glad to have this word of greeting, Mr. Mayor. Incidentally, do you have any account of re-election of earlier mayors in Kalamazoo's history?
Well, I understand that George Taylor was re-elected mayor some time ago.
And I don't think any other since we adopted our city commission manager form of government. Is that correct?
Well, that's what I understand, Dr. Dunbar. I think George K. Taylor was re-elected mayor back in the 20s.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're certainly to be congratulated on this this vote of confidence. And now what would you like to say to the people of Kalamazoo, Mayor Ford?
Well, I'd like to say that I'm going to look forward with a great deal of interest to the next 2 years because I feel that the next 2 years are going to be very important to our city and to the people of our community. We're going to have some very important problems to think about, to solve, try to do something about during the next 2 years. I know that our citizens realize that we do have a problem in connection with our water supply. And the City Commission has been giving, during the last 2 years, a great deal of study and attention to that problem. We've already made plans for a new waterworks building. And it's going to be my opinion and my belief that that building probably should be constructed during the next 2 years, during this present term, which will start next Monday. And then we will have to decide whether or not during the next 2 years it's going to be feasible, whether we should have a water conditioning plant. I think that that's a very important matter, and I think that we should decide that issue probably during the next 2 years. We also, of course, have made plans already during the last 2 years for the construction of a sewage disposal plant. And we'll have to decide now, very soon probably, at least during this term, as to whether or not this is the proper time to construct the sewage disposal plant for our community. I also realize that we have another problem that people want us to solve, and that's in regard to parking in the downtown area of Kalamazoo. We need more parking lots, and during this next 2 years, we will have to give a great deal of consideration to that, also to the problem of traffic congestion. And I think, Dr. Dunbar, that those are four of the important problems which will come before this commission.
The city government of Kalamazoo is almost a big business, isn't it?
It certainly is a real big business, Dr. Dunbar.
I think the citizens of Kalamazoo are to be congratulated on the selections that they have made today for the men who will run this big business in the next 2 years.
Thank you
very much, Mayor Ford. Now, I'd like to call on the candidate who was in second place in today's election with 6,221 votes, just 106 votes behind Mayor Ford. Vice Mayor Allen, as I recall, this same situation existed 2 years ago, didn't it?
Yes, it did, Dr. Dunbar, although 2 years ago, I think it was a little closer.
Oh, well, you were in second place 2 years
That's
ago.
That's right.
And you will continue in the position of Vice Mayor in the next 2 years. What are your thoughts on the occasion of your re-election to this position, Vice Mayor Allen?
Well, one thing occurs to me, and that is the total vote. We had a greater number of our citizens turn out than we had anticipated, particularly on a rainy day. And I wish to thank everyone who voted, regardless of for whom they voted. And I think it's very fine that we had this turnout. However, it still is very small compared to our total number of registered voters, which is around 25,000.
Vice Mayor Allen, I have these figures here. In today's election, there were 7,942 votes cast, and last year, 7,492, almost 500 more today. But there are still, as you say, certainly a great many citizens of Kalamazoo who did not vote. Now, what do you think of as you look ahead to these next 2 years in the government of the city of Kalamazoo, Mr. Allen?
Well, I think the mayor has summarized it very well. I'm impressed with this fact that in 2 years of office, a commissioner has time to get his feet on the ground, and there's a great continuity of program from one commission to another. Now, we have made the plans during the past 2 years for many needed improvements, and it's with considerable enthusiasm that I view the future, because I think that in the next 2 years we can go a long way in putting into effect some of the long-range plans we have made in the past 2 years. And one of them is the work of our new, revitalized City Planning Commission. I think that we can go ahead and begin to translate into practical action some of the things that our new Planning Commission is doing now.
Fine. Thank you, Mr. Allen. In third place in today's election was Paul H. Todd, with 5,721 votes, and as Mayor Ford explained to you a moment ago, Mr. Todd is unable to be here tonight because of his absence from the city. In fourth place in today's race was Lawrence B. Burdick with 5,637 votes. Congratulations, Mr. Burdick, on your re-election to the City Commission.
Thank you, Dr. Dunbar.
Let's see, this is your second term as City Commissioner,
that
is it not?
That's correct.
What do you think of on this occasion, Mr. Burdick?
I'm very grateful to have this opportunity to thank my many friends for their support during this campaign. I feel that a commission has been elected that will continue to give our city a sound, businesslike, and constructive administration. I'm also happy to congratulate Mayor Ford upon his reelection. I feel that he has done a wonderful job for our city during the past 2 years.
Thank you very much, Mr. Birdie. In fifth place in today's voting was Charles E. Garrett. Mr. Garrett, I'd like to ask you to step to our microphone. Our listeners are familiar with these other gentlemen, and you're a newcomer to the City Commission. What does it feel like to be elected to the City Commission for the first time, Mr. Garrett?
Well, it's quite a new experience, and very novel for me to be in any political position or job, I guess you'd call it.
I don't know whether you happen to be listening to the returns broadcast over WKZO this evening, but through a mistake, we had you listed as mayor there at one time.
Mayor for 2 minutes, let's say that.
That's something of a record in Kalamazoo's history, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, seriously, Mr. Garrett, what do you have in mind as to the problems before the City Commission in the next 2 years?
Well, I think our former commission has done a very fine job, and I just hope that I can go right along and play ball with them and succeed as well as they have.
Mr. Garrett, perhaps some of our listeners don't know what your business is in the city of Kalamazoo.
Insurance. A little advertising here.
We'll not charge you for that spot, Mr. Garrett. And thank you very much for being with us here tonight, and congratulations and best of luck in the next 2 years.
Thank you very much.
In sixth place in today's voting was another newcomer to the City Commission, Alan B. Millam. Mr. Millam, will you step up here to our microphone and say hello to our listeners?
Well, Dr. Dunbar, the only thing I have to say tonight is that I appreciate very much the confidence of the voters in electing me to a Kalamazoo City Commissioner, and will endeavor to carry out the duties to the best of my ability.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Millam. And, of course, in seventh place was Sam A. Schaefer with 5,383 votes, and as Mayor Ford also explained to you, Commissioner Schaefer was unable to be here tonight because he is confined to his home by illness. So those are the seven men, ladies and gentlemen, who will serve you as the governing board of your city, the city of Kalamazoo, during the next 2 years. For municipal justice, Carl C. Blankenberg was elected today over his opponent, Charles C. Wickett, by a vote of 5,024 to 2,633. And the charter amendment was carried by a vote of 4,816 to 2,193. Those are final returns on today's election. And to repeat, the total vote cast, 7,942 this year and 7,492 last year, almost 500 more votes this year. And that rounds up our report on today's municipal election in the city of Kalamazoo.
WKZO Kalamazoo. It's a wet day that the weatherman has in store for us tomorrow. The U.S. Weather Bureau forecast reads alike for both the lower and upper peninsulas. Rain in the north and rain in the south. For lower Michigan, the forecast is showers Wednesday, ending in the southwest Wednesday morning. For upper Michigan, it's rain Wednesday with little change in temperature. We return you now to CBS in New York for the music of Johnny Long.